Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's start the hour with some political items, including some video I saw from the Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, earlier. Because, and we're going to talk Elaine and just still the stunning effect of Elaine state. After state after state, just millions and millions of individuals whose life has been turned upside down, let alone, most importantly, the high number of fatalities. But a lot of people, Dave, have talked about, in our lives, the use of drones, where we're at now and where we're going, including, isn't this a scenario where you wish it didn't happen, but now it's here, where you'd want to use drones constantly in Georgia, in North Carolina, in Florida, to survey areas where, people might be, there were sightings on their roofs and just in dire straits. And Buttigieg pointed out that because of the conditions, they're restricting flights and drones. Why are we restricting drones, Dave? Why wouldn't we be using drones in this vitally important area to first of all, get to people, locate them, and tell the people, okay, if it is possible to get to this location, here are two or three, here are 200, whatever it might be, places where we need to get to ASAP, where we might not be able to see right now, but drones and their brilliance have allowed us to get there.
Are you telling me we should use every tool possible to try to save as many folks?
Shocking. Don't understand it.
Yeah, if drones were one of those tools that could be used, let's get them up. Let's go, Pete.
Makes no sense. The Jack Smith brief comes out on Trump. I think a lot of it was already out. Donald Trump tried to stop a free and fair election. It's just as simple as that. He lost. He lost the election, period, end of discussion. Then he lost in court. By the way, he absolutely had his right to pursue it in court. Don't have a single problem with that. But he lost. But another reminder, couple points here, Dan, where as a part of this Smith briefing, and obviously Donald Trump and his team have that opportunity to push back and prove, nope, this is not accurate. Where Trump allegedly told members of his family It doesn't matter if you won or lost the election. You still have to fight like hell. Do you believe that Donald Trump, again, we don't have any proof, but just judging the man himself, what he continues to say about the 2020 election, what he was saying leading up to it, do you believe Donald Trump said, it doesn't matter if you won or lost the election, you still have to fight like hell?
Listen, Chad, I'm focused on the future, okay? And you know, you're constantly looking in the past.
Yeah.
No. That sounds about 100%. Right.
Here's why it comes up. Just to remind folks, we still have a court case on it, and Donald Trump won't let it go. If Donald Trump would let go 2020 and only talk about 24, I would never bring it up. J.D. Vance asked in the last 24 hours, did Donald Trump win in 2020? What did he say? Yes, he did. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. 74 million votes is a lot of votes. I'm not doubting that. I'm not doubting he might win again. But he lost. It also points out again the number of people at high levels of information, Bill Barr and others, who met with him, who are supporters of him. This is not Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and, you know, Ilhan Omar and Tina Smith, Democrats. These are members of his administration or all the Republicans saying, you lost. And it didn't matter at all. And then again, another Trump point, when they approached him and told him that Mike Pence had been moved to safety. His line, so what? There were people all over that place shouting, hang Mike Pence. Would they have actually done it? I have no idea. 99% of those folks, no chance. And you know what? They would have ever even considered that. But the Secret Service was so concerned, they wanted the VP out of the building. And a guy who had been 100% loyal to Donald Trump, no wiggle, no waiver at all, said, I'm not going anywhere. And Trump says, so what? That should bug people. Again, decency, character, kind of matters. When military members were attacked after Trump and his team killed Soleimani. Bravo, by the way. Fantastic work by Donald Trump and his team. I'm not saying Donald Trump was there. But by the way, when Barack Obama was in charge and Osama bin Laden was killed, did Democrats give Obama credit? Yeah, they did. Of course they did. So then, you know, if you're objective, you should give Trump and his team credit on Soleimani. And remember, the whole world was going to turn upside down because of that. It didn't. But tragically, a number of military members were attacked by Iran and suffered traumatic brain injuries. What did Trump say the other day? Oh, just some little headaches? Come on. That's compassion. That's decency. Policy, of course, matters. But so does character. And then you also have reporting today, which surprises me zero, that during one of the California disasters, the wildfires in 2018, of course, remember, what would he say? They should just sweep things up, just get the brooms and the dustpans out there, and it would pretty much end the wildfires.
You get your rakes. Yeah. You get all that stuff up. It's fine.
He was big. Forgot. You're right. He was big on the rakes. That he was pushing back strongly on giving federal money to a state. Why? California doesn't support him. Think about how heinous this is. that a president of the United States wasn't going to give disaster relief to a state because, well, they don't really support me. So they had to show him, Dave Harrigan, the high level of support he gets in Orange County for him to relent and say, let's give him the money. There are multiple officials who worked in the Trump White House who said it happened frequently when local political leaders called for other disaster relief help, and when it appeared the White House wasn't going to provide the money, because again, on politics, purely on politics, I don't care if you love Trump and you think he's the greatest president ever, and you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to 100% disagree with me, of course. But they would have to go to Mike Pence and others to try to have Pence convince Trump to give money to states and areas that are in need. So when Trump is going to Georgia and others, and when he's lying about Biden, about relief, just don't forget this part of it. The Melania Trump video, does it matter at all? Is it surprising? What is your reaction to that? You can text or call at any point. 651-461. 9226.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The former First Lady Melania Trump has a book coming out. How many videos has she dropped on this thing, Dave? Two or three, maybe?
Yeah, at least two for sure.
Okay. She we don't see much of her. She was in Milwaukee the last day and appeared on stage with her husband. That's it, right? Do you remember? They have not been together one other day publicly. I have no idea. Privately? We all might have our guesses. There are some people who are convinced that if Donald Trump wins and goes back to the White House, she's not going. I don't know. You know, clearly there were signs where it wasn't always the best when she was smacking his hand away. And there's all sorts of speculation. I truly have no idea what the dynamic is like. We talk about this all the time. People are surprised. By the way, how about the other day when the Daily Mail reported, and I think this should get some legs too, that Doug Emhoff felt like a then girlfriend was flirting with someone and that he hit her and that she struck him back. And I saw the clip, I didn't see it live, where Chris Cuomo said, if this is a member of the Trump family, this would be receiving more publicity. I agree with him 100%. And so I think there should be some follow-up. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit by my reaction to the Melania video. Do I put a lot of stock in first gentlemen or first ladies when I'm deciding if I'm going to vote? Not a lot. Very little. But physical violence? Yeah. I think people should pay attention, and other journalists should absolutely look into that story. So Melania Trump puts out another video and says, very different policy from a lot of Republicans. It is imperative to guarantee that women have autonomy in deciding their preference of having children based on their own convictions, free from any intervention or pressure from the government. She continues, why should anyone other than the woman herself have the power to determine what she does with her own body? A woman's fundamental right of individual liberty to her own life grants her the authority to terminate her pregnancy if she wishes. Restricting a woman's right to choose whether to terminate an unwanted pregnancy is the same as denying her control over her own body. I've carried this belief with me throughout my entire adult life. That's awfully pro-choice, right, sir?
Yes. Yes, it is.
About as clear as it gets, correct?
Again, yes. Yes, it is.
Doesn't matter at all in the election.
I don't know, but the timing sure is interesting, isn't it? I mean, how many, one issue abortion voters are voting Trump because of that. That would see, wait a minute, Melania is pro-choice. Now I have to rethink my whole life, my whole voting preference. I don't think it impacts hardly any, probably, but certainly seems like it's trying to impact.
It is extraordinarily rare that this short of an election, that the first lady, former first lady, or even just the spouse of a presidential candidate would take a position counter to her husband, which is an issue which is hurting him a great deal in polls. Right?
Yes. I mean,
abortion and Democrats, and obviously you don't have to agree with Democrats. There's no problem with that. But this is an issue where the polling shows Democrats having a great deal of success. And again, it was an area where outside of Walz absolutely struggling to in detail explain what happens if an abortion somehow doesn't work in its intent and a child is still alive. Just when Bant said, well, what does the law say? Let me also say this. Do we really think, and again, the words of the law matters. Don't want to downplay that. Do we think there's one doctor in Minnesota where if an abortion takes place and it doesn't work and the child is alive and that the doctor is just going to say, I'm not going to do anything about it. If the child is viable and has the ability to live, they're just going to step away and go in the other room and have a smoke. Give me a break. But on the law and what it says, I think that's a fair point. But polling clearly is more favorable to Democrats. And like I said before, you don't have to agree with it. So the timing is unique. Now, he's changed his position on abortion 457 times, would you say?
458. It just altered a little bit in the last few months. I mean,
he's massively taking credit for how he appointed the three judges and Roe v. Wade is gone. He lies over and over again saying everybody wanted it to go to the states, but no, that's not true at all. And really, the most true believers don't want it to go to the states. They want it just banned completely. Where he stood on abortion when he was, socially Democrat in New York for decades, clearly he was pro-choice. Then he was against it in all areas. Then he was kind of for it. Then he was the 15-week ban, and now it's states. So, yeah, the timing causes those of us who pay attention to politics to say, that was interesting. Didn't see that coming. I don't know if he's mad about it. I don't know. For a guy who is worried about the politics of the issue, looks at it and says, maybe this helps me a little bit. In the end, is this a help to Harris, a help to Trump, or a story for a day and it just goes away?
You hit it there. Option three.
Yeah. That's my guess, right?
Yes. People aren't voting for Melania.
Will she come out with any platform points over the next couple weeks that are different?
I'd like to hear her thoughts on tariffs. I think that would be good to start.
Maybe so. Our friend Belinda Jensen is next on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.